Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1509. Am I required to make estimated tax payments on extra income? By Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year in 10 minutes or less. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Am I required to make estimated tax payments on extra income? By Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. I've been self-employed for quite some time now. Most of my self-employment income doesn't have any taxes withheld, and it's reported on a 1099. This means I have to make quarterly estimated tax payments. There can be a lot of confusion about how to handle such estimated tax payments. Coincidentally, I just received a related tax question from a reader. Quote, my wife has a full-time job in which taxes are withheld from her paycheck as typical with an employee-employer situation. She also has a part-time job in which no taxes are withheld since she's considered an independent contractor. Is she required to pay those taxes quarterly, or can we wait to file our regular return and calculate whether any additional tax liability exists? We itemize and regularly get large returns. End quote. The short answer is yes, you should calculate and make the payments to be safe. But you may be exempt based on the amount you earn, the amount you have withheld on your W-2s, and/or the amount you paid in taxes last year. I did some research on this topic as a whole, and here's what I came up with. Federal tax withholding and estimated tax payments. Here in the U.S., taxes are paid as you earn or receive the income. If you're employed, your employer is required to withhold these taxes from your periodic paychecks. It's up to you to tell your employer the correct amount to withhold based on your filing status and dependents. This is why you complete a W-4 when you're hired. If you're self-employed or earn income through other sources, like rental income or capital gains, where taxes aren't withheld, then you need to make estimated tax payments on a quarterly basis. The payments can be made using a check with Form 1040-ES, electronically using the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System, or over the phone with a credit card or debit card. Or you can apply a refund from the previous tax year. The payments need to be made generally on the following dates: April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th of the next year. If those dates fall on a weekend or holiday, your quarterly tax payment needs to be made by the next business day. Calculate estimated quarterly tax payments. To calculate how much you need to pay in estimated taxes, do the following. Take your income minus expenses for the period and multiply that times your marginal tax rate, which are taxes paid in the prior year divided by taxable income. Note, if you are self-employed and have to pay self-employment tax on this income, then add 15.3% to that marginal tax rate percentage before multiplying it by the income. Estimated tax penalty. If you don't make these estimated payments each quarter, then there's a chance you'll face a penalty called the penalty for underpayment of estimated tax. I say a chance because certain tax filers are exempt from this penalty. I'm not going to get into the particulars of this calculation because it's insanely hairy depending on your details. I'll say that the penalty is generally figured at the annual rate of 4% for the number of days the underpayment remained unpaid from April 18th through April 17th of the next year. However, this penalty could be waived under various conditions. Check with a tax advisor to be sure. Safe harbor rules for non-payment of estimated taxes. Number one, tax liability less than $1,000. Will you owe $1,000 or more for 2017 after subtracting income tax withholding and refundable credits from your total tax? If the answer is no, then you do not need to file estimated taxes. Number two, at least 90% of your tax is withheld. Will your income tax withholding and refundable credits be at least 90% of the tax shown on your 2017 tax return? If the answer is yes, then you do not need to file estimated taxes. And number three, at least 100% of your prior year tax is withheld. Will your income tax withholding and refundable credits be at least 100% of the tax shown on your prior year tax return? If yes, then you do not need to file estimated taxes. Note that these percentages may be different if you're a farmer, fisherman, or higher income taxpayer. Visit the IRS publication 505 for more on tax withholding and estimated taxes. Final thoughts on estimated tax payments. I know calculating your estimated tax payments can be confusing. Most tax information is. Many small business owners first turn to a practicing CPA to help them manage this process. I've given you a lot to chew on above. Hopefully, that will get you started with understanding estimated tax payments. Still, I'd encourage you to seek professional tax advice for your specific situation. You just listened to the post titled, "Am I Required to Make Estimated Tax Payments on Extra Income?" by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. After reading this article today, I am really glad I consulted with my CPA on paying estimated taxes. This is the first year that I'm self-employed, and it's possible that I'll have a big drop in income from 2020 when I had full-time W-2 employment. For that reason, I can't really use my tax history to help estimate for the future. It's even more challenging when I consider that my income and expenses associated with that income don't necessarily line up nicely each quarter. To simplify things, my CPA and I agreed that I'll pay 25% of my gross income each quarter and reassess if my gross income looks like it's going to exceed $100,000. This will probably result in me overpaying on taxes, but I'm cool with that. I have the financial bandwidth to tolerate overpaying and would rather go this route than risk being hit with penalties. I've heard people advise to not withhold too much when it comes to taxes because you shouldn't let the government hold onto your money when you could be investing and earning interest. I agree with this to some extent, but if you're doing it to avoid penalties and you actually take that refund and invest it rather than spending it, you're really not losing that much time in the market. For a long-term investor, less than a year's time isn't very significant, especially when you've built in saving and investing into your overall budget. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.